Well, one thing that is changing today is to do with nursing homes, because from today, people with loved ones there can visit them twice a week on compassionate grounds. The one-hour time limit for visits has been lifted, and visits can take place from people living more than 5 kilometres away from the nursing home. We're joined this morning by Mairead Blackhall, whose 94-year-old mum, Lorna, is in a nursing home in Kildare, and by Gordon Glynn, who is manager of Kiltomer Nursing Home in Galway. You're both welcome, and good to have you on our programme this morning. Mairead, will you head in to see your mum today?
Hi, morning to you. No, not today. Visits have to be organised, so it's Wednesday before I'll be able to head into mum. But okay. Yes, on Wednesday, I'm absolutely looking forward to getting in to see her in her residence.
And I bet she's looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's been a very, very difficult year. Mum got COVID, survived it, is in a wonderful nursing home. And, you know, it's just been a very, very difficult year. Window visits just, you know, at that age are incredibly difficult.
How do they work, Mairead? What did you and your mum have to do over the last year?
Well, how they work in reality is, you know, you're at a window, and I'm on my mobile phone outside the window, ringing her in a number in her particular room that she's brought to. She has to come down from her fabulous room, which is like a little apartment, come down by wheelchair, and, you know, we talk, and she's well able to talk, and we do talk through the window by phone, but you can imagine how difficult that is. There's no, we're a tactile family, there's no touch, and there's no seeing anybody else. Like, at a window, it's either one or two of us, and that's it. No grandchildren, no great-grandchildren. You know, the loss of all of that for the last year.
Absolutely. Gordon, I'm going to come to you now in a second. I just want to play a clip of the Executive Director of Sage Advocacy, who represents those living in nursing homes. Sarah Lennon told our reporter Fiacre O'Connor last night that not all nursing homes will comply with the guidelines immediately. These are the new guidelines coming into effect from today, and that families should check with individual nursing homes to be sure what to expect. Let's hear her.
It's very welcome that from today, HSE guidelines do permit facilitation of increased visits to nursing home residents. But it's very fair to say that there's a mixed picture on the ground. We've received some reports that nursing homes have actually begun to implement the visits already ahead of the guidelines. But we've also received calls that some nursing homes are not facilitating indoor visits at all, or others are only allowing one per week instead of the two that the guidelines allow, limiting it to 30 minutes. Instead of the minimum of 60 minutes that the guidelines allow, and some nursing homes have insisted that visitors are being tested for COVID-19, despite the guidelines saying that testing visitors in advance is not required at present.
That's Sarah Lennon there of Sage. Well, Gordon Glynn is manager of Kiltomer Nursing Home in Galway, and he's on the line as well. Gordon, let's just go through some of the nuts and bolts of how this will work as far as you're concerned with your nursing home. First of all, will there be, do you imagine, a liberal definition of compassionate grounds for which these visits can go ahead?
Yeah, of course, we're so excited at the moment that the visiting is returning, and all our residents and all the staff are so excited with all happening. So we're welcoming it, because we've gone through probably the toughest year that anyone has ever imagined at the moment, and we're happy to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and anything that will lift the residents' spirits, we'll be happy to go ahead with it.
And two visitors a week, do you know, can they be different visitors? Is it just one visitor at any one time?
Yeah, it can be two different visitors per week at the moment. We're lucky enough that we are a small unit of a nursing home. I know Mairead is saying that she probably can't get until Wednesday, but the smaller the centre, I suppose, the easier it is to get an appointment to see the residents. And I agree too with Mairead that the window visits were tough. It was tough on us too. It's tough on the residents. But unfortunately, that was the guidance we had. And to keep everyone safe, he says that we had to go with them guidelines.
And will the visitors coming to your nursing home, will they have to wear PPE, Gordon?
If it's an outside, we have two outside areas for visiting, which does not require PPE, just social distancing. But we have an indoor visiting area alone, and you just have to wear a face mask in there.
Okay. And who will your first visitors be today?
Well, we're delighted. Our first visit is a couple. the resident in the nursing home, he's with us for about 2 years now, and his wife is the first visit now. We just booked them in. They're in at 10 o'clock this morning. They're over 50 years married, and she's been coming down every week doing the visits, the window visits, and it's so heartwarming to see that they're the first ones that are going to get the visit. So we're going to make a big deal about it, maybe have a cup of tea and maybe crack open a bottle of champagne. We obviously won't be drinking champagne that hour in the morning, but we'll celebrate and have a bit of excitement to kick off what hopes to be a good, positive day.
It's going to be an emotional day, isn't it, for you and your staff, as well as the visitors, as well as the families all getting together?
Oh, extremely emotional, because especially over the last year, how close we've got to all our residents has been astounding, that we've had to be their visits for the last year when their family couldn't come in. So, and even over the phone, you can hear it in people's voices how excited that they are. And even my daughter is actually a pen pal with one of the residents in the nursing home, and she wrote her a letter last week to say she was so excited that the visits were starting up again. So it's great to see that as well. So we'll be emotional, let's say, as well as everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. And Mairead, your mother, 94, I think, did you explain the lockdown to her in terms of World War II, because she's Scottish?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Mum is 94. She will celebrate her 95th birthday, which we hope to be in her fabulous little room with her on the 10th of April. And yes, that's how we got through lockdown. She was evacuated. She's actually Scottish, evacuated during the war, and went away as a 12-year-old and didn't come back to her home in Glasgow until she was 16. So it's, you know, she's, even though she's 95, she's very, very with it, just very fragile. And to us, to get back in to see her in her room is really one of the most important things ever, because, you know, for her to have those window visits or any visit meant, you know, out of her beautiful armchair in her room, into a wheelchair and down to a designated kind of area for the window visit. So we're looking forward to the end of that. And
she's looking forward to meeting the newest addition to the family.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in this year, there's been another, she has three great-grandchildren, and, you know, you can appreciate at the window, you're not bringing a whole load of family with you. It has just been me or one of my siblings, my sister. So the extended family, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, just not possible, you know. So we're just hoping that we can, obviously we have to move slowly and carefully. People have to be very careful. But her nursing home is, you know, they are all vaccinated, staff and residents. And really, the new guidelines from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre are very clear.
Okay.
That, you know, family have to get in, and we have to get in a meaningful way, and visits have to be meaningful.
Exactly. Well, look, Mairead, enjoy Wednesday. I know it'll mean a lot to you. And thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Mairead Blackhall. And Gordon, enjoy today. And we wish you all the very best. Gordon Glynn, manager of Kiltomer Nursing Home in Galway. And I suppose the advice is, if you have a loved one in a nursing home, just get in touch with the nursing home and see what you have to do in order to make that visit.